Now, when the opportunity to become the Alzheimer's Society of Toronto's CEO arose earlier this year, David Spedding jumped at the chance. David joins us this morning to talk about how he became involved with the Alzheimer's Society and to talk about the IG Wealth Management Walk for Alzheimer's, which takes place at five sites across Toronto on Saturday, May 27th. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, how did you become involved with the Alzheimer's Society? Why?
Well, unfortunately, several years ago, about 15 years, my mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So I've been in the nonprofit for 30 years.
Wow.
But my first interaction with Alzheimer's Toronto was in 2015 when I was actually a client. So a colleague had recommended when I received the diagnosis from my mother that I contact them to get information, services, just so I knew and I was better prepared to know what I was dealing with with dementia.
Wow. And so what kind of services does the society offer?
All kinds of services, and they're all free. So once you contact them, it depends on what level of support you need. You get you can join support groups, you can get education groups, you can deal with intake caregivers who will navigate the system and help you set up things like Meals on Wheels and dealing with the health network, which can be very complex.
Sure. Now, of course, we're talking here about the upcoming walk, as you mentioned, May 27th. What would you say to people who have never been on such a walk, perhaps because they don't think it affects them? What are your words of encouragement to all of us?
Well, unfortunately, dementia, the numbers of dementia is increasing, right? There's 600,000 Canadians right now living with dementia, and by 2030, that's going to be over a million.
Isn't that extraordinary?
In Toronto alone, there's 51,000 people with dementia. We have over 6,000 clients. So if you haven't been to a walk, and unfortunately you know somebody and you want to help, this is a great way to bring out family and friends and register and support those living in our community with dementia.
So tell us about the walk, Dave. How long is it?
It's just a few kilometers. It's within the park, and obviously, if people have mobility issues, there's much shorter routes. You stay within the park. It's very safe. There's celebrity hosts. There's games. There's entertainment. Mm-hmm. There's goodie bags. People are encouraged to raise funds,
right?
And all that fund will stay right here in the community and provide the free services I spoke of.
And of course, the funds that we are talking about that are so necessary, some of it will also go to research, I'm assuming.
Some goes to research. Our national office, the Canadian office, oversees all of our research, which is chronically underfunded by the government compared to cancer and heart and stroke and some of the other diseases. But locally, our focus is on service and to the caregivers and people living with dementia.
Mm-hmm. So just as an aside, what are some of the current, if you know, forgive me if you don't, current things that they're finding out about Alzheimer's? Is there anything new? Is there anything that we can hope for?
There have been a couple of successful drug trials in the U.S. and the U.K. They're unfortunately have not been approved by Health Canada yet, but those are only going to help people who are diagnosed early, slow the progression of the disease. We need to get them approved in Canada, and we need Ontario to be set up to help deliver those to people who have been diagnosed.
And that's something that doesn't happen in a day, does it?
No, we expect it to be, we're optimistic in the next 2 to 3 years that will happen.
Oh, great. That's faster than I thought.
But that is not a cure. That will just help slow the onset of dementia and Alzheimer's.
Do you find in facilities where Alzheimer's patients live that much has to be retrofitted yet for their safety as well?
That's a great question. I know my mother is in long-term care, and I know one of the things, there wasn't a lot of positivity that came out of COVID, obviously, but one of the things is the respect that the PSWs now get for the tireless work they do. So I think the system in the long-term care, at least where my mother is set up very well for safety and care.
It's amazing how you still hear sometimes of XY person somehow making it out of a facility on a walk and then unfortunately sometimes being hit by a car or simply not finding their way back. So I wonder whether there could be more sort of retrofitting of those homes so that they really aren't able to leave without making it seem like it's a prison. That's the challenge, right?
It is the challenge. And everybody with dementia has different symptoms. Fortunately, my mother was not a wanderer, but that is very common with people with dementia. And there obviously have been cases where tragically people have, you know, escaped, as you will.
Because Alzheimer's is a neurological disease, does it impact any other parts of the body as a consequence?
Well, it's mainly neurological. It's mm-hmm. mainly so, your brain and forgetting people and things like that. But there is an emotional side to it. There is a physical side. You can forget things that have been very routine in your entire life. You can forget how to shower. You can forget what order to put clothes on in the morning. Things all of us take for granted, right?
For sure, for sure.
That's pretty it must be very difficult for you to have a mother with Alzheimer's and to look after her or watch her and visit her and to remind her of something and her not to know.
Yeah, it's difficult for anybody living.
I'm sure.
I think for me, as I said, the PSW and the care she's fortunate to get in her home, and in a way, the PSWs have replaced my sister and I as the caregivers, and they are really some of the unsung heroes of COVID, absolutely.
Mm. Well, I think the walk is a terribly important thing, so we just want to thank you for coming in and speaking with us today. We've been speaking with Dave Spedding, the Chief Executive Officer at Alzheimer's Society of Toronto, about the IG Wealth Management Walk for Alzheimer's, and I'm just going to tell you again, it's happening Saturday the 27th at 5 locations, the Beaches, Christie Pits, Etobicoke, North York, and Scarborough, so really all over. The walk is Canada's largest fundraiser for Alzheimer's disease and other dementias, and funds raised support local programs and services for people living with dementia. For more information, go to walkforalzheimers.ca right away. And I think, as you say, really everybody should walk,
Absolutely. And everybody needs to be educated about this.
Yes.
It's terrifying, that number.
It is a terrifying number.
There's 600,000 now, and by 2030, it's going to be 1 million people.
A million. That's extraordinary.
As you guys know from your demographic, as our population ages.
Sure. So. I'm sure we all know someone who's got it or has had it.
Yes.
Thank you very much,
Dave. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you for your support. Much appreciated.
You're very welcome.